boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Can I tell you about something financially irresponsible I did?
I love those stories. Go on.
I spent the dumbest $20 I ever have in my whole life on Dubai chocolate.
That did, okay, yeah.
I know it's been like...
I want to try, but I ain't spending that kind of money. That's
it's expensive.
Dumb.
It is expensive, and that's why I've kind of like not done it. It's been all over TikTok for, I would say, the last year, honestly, and I've never seen it in person. I did see it at a grocery store recently, and it was $20, and I was like, oh, God, that's kind of steep, and I don't even know if I would like it. Fast forward, my older sister got some and was sending pictures in the family group chat, like, you guys have to try this. It's worth it. I was craving it, and you have to try it. So she actually Venmoed me $20, and she's like, go get it for yourself. So luckily, it wasn't my $20. It was hers. I had to order it on the internet because I then couldn't find it at any grocery stores after. And I'm not going to lie, I didn't like it that much.
Really?
For $20, I liked the crunchy. But it's like pistachio. So you have to really like, and I like pistachios, but I don't know if I like them with my chocolate. I spent $20 on that not really like it.
I think that's hilarious because I have also thought about getting the Dubai chocolate, but the $20 seems...
There was gold flakes on the top. How stupid.
That's still not worth it. I can find gold elsewhere. But here's what I would have done to try Dubai chocolate would be that I would go somewhere else. And I've seen people like they're getting like strawberries that have like chocolate and like whatever is in the Dubai chocolate. And they're like getting like strawberries that are flavored like Dubai chocolate. Or I'd get a milkshake in that way and be like, okay, I guess I've tried it. That way, maybe I'm not spending as much money and I'm getting to try it in a different way.
But it would still be expensive. I'm just saying, don't do what I did earlier this week, late at night on Amazon, being like, I deserve this. That's what I ordered.
Did you bring some in for me so I don't have to try it? No, because you're going to make me your
money. I'd charge you like $10 for a square of it. It's expensive.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on! With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I have been just gooped and gagged all day hiding this secret from Destiny. The Taylor Swift news. Maybe you've seen it. Maybe you haven't. I have quite literally banned Destiny from looking at any social media, her phone. I screamed at her and our boss today because he was about to say something about it. I'm like, no, don't. She doesn't know. I want to break it to her live on air. So now is the time. I can't tell if you're about to pass out or not.
I don't know what it is. You're making me really scared. I swear to God, if it's another Eras tour, my mental health cannot handle this again. I am not fighting in that stupid queue.
Oh, God. No. It's funny because earlier this week, you, along with half the world, were clowning that Taylor was going to announce Reputation Taylor's version at the AMAs on Monday.
Yeah.
Didn't happen. She didn't show up. They kind of like punished her for not being there. She didn't win anything. Here we are. Earlier today, Taylor Swift revealed she has bought back her master recordings.
I was wondering about this because I heard rumors be rooming that what's his face nobody cares about
was Scooter Braun.
Yeah, was going to put them up for sale, and I had wondered if she was going to buy them back or not.
He did. He sold them to, I think it's Shamrock Records. That was in the last couple of weeks that happened. It was a multi-million dollar deal. Now, earlier today, she announced in a huge, massive letter on her website that you can go read. It's super heartfelt that she finally, after 6 years of battling all this, she owns her first 6 albums. So I highly recommend you go read it if you're a Taylor Swift fan or not. It's beautifully written. She's like, I have been working for this. She's never owned her own first 6 albums. So she goes on and gushes and like, this couldn't be possible without your support of the Eras tour. And obviously that made her a lot of money. Shamrock worked with her, the record company that had bought it off Scooter Braun. Now, what everybody's wondering, and this is a quote from her letter. I know. What about Rep TV?
You better give it to me.
Because
you better give it to me. I swear to God, you better give it to me.
Album number 6 that she did
not
own.
That's my favorite album.
She's been missing that one. And then her first album debut, Taylor Swift.
I don't care about that one.
Has not been re-released as Taylor's version that she's been doing since she didn't own her music. Full transparency. I haven't even re-recorded a quarter of it. Mm-hmm.
You better turn my microphone off because I'm about to say words there's I can't more. Even say, or I'm going to get fined for it because that ticks me off.
The Reputation album was so specific to that time in my life, and I just kept hitting a stopping point when I tried to remake it. To be perfectly honest, it's the one album in those first six that I thought couldn't be improved upon by redoing it. So all y'all have been clowning about this, thinking it was coming out, and she hasn't even done a quarter of the album. Not the music.
I mean, she's not wrong.
It's iconic.
Sometimes I hear them and I'm like, oh, it doesn't sound like the younger version of Taylor. And mm-hmm. I like the younger version of Taylor. So she's not wrong. If she really did redo it, I might get bummed about it. Yep. I have thought about that. To be quite honest with you, I have thought if Reputation Taylor's version came out, would I secretly listen to the original album? Because right. maybe I would like the original album right. better. So I do like to hear that, but I want to hear the ones that never made it. When are you going to give me that?
Well, let me talk.
Oh, okay.
I got more. She said she wouldn't be able to redo the music, the photos, the videos of it all. It was just like, that was such a specific time. She says, though, there will be a time, if you're into the idea, for the unreleased vault tracks from the album to hatch.
Now, baby, now.
I've already completely re-recorded my entire debut album, and I really love how it sounds now. So those two albums can still have their moments to reemerge when the time is right, if that would be something you guys would be excited about. But if it happens, it won't be from a place of sadness and longing for what I wish I could have. It will just be a celebration now. So there will be no Reputation. There will be an explanation, though.
So I'm going to cry for her.
Okay, so now, because again, I just broke this news to Destiny. I could tell you that what me and our boss were scheming earlier. 5 o'clock hour today is going to be all Taylor Swift music. It's
Nuh-uh.
A total Taylor Swift takeover on Z102.9.
I got requests.
Because what? And he said that you can pop in and do whatever you want because now she owns everything.
That's good. Oh my God, we don't have to play Taylor's versions anymore because she owns
you
them
can't.
All.
Yeah, she
we
owns
can
them all.
If we want, but she owns them all. I love this.
Stick around 5 o'clock. Destiny might cry for the total Taylor takeover.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I start paying attention to who I'm texting and what I'm texting because last night I sent a picture that wasn't the most appropriate to my coworkers.
Well, and it always happens to be me. Did this not just happen like a week ago?
Yeah, I meant to send my boyfriend,
oh, yeah.
my boyfriend Neighbor Man, a picture of Fat Mochi and Evie in the window because it was cute. And then I ended up texting it to you and you're like, oh, that's so cute. And I'm like, that didn't mean to go. That was supposed to go to you.
It was appropriate. I'm like, I don't know why you think I care, but it was cute. You know,
I did this last night. I only wanted to text the photo to you. I did not want to put it in our group chat with you, me, and our coworker Kylie, but I did.
Well, that group chat had been popping off. We were sending TikToks, yeah, so maybe it was at the top.
That might have been the problem.
Probably, but you should still double check.
But it's a picture of our dog Evie, and she's wearing this cute little like tutu, like fairy outfit. And the reason she's wearing that is because she's going to the Renaissance Fair with us. We saw other people bringing dogs, so we're like, we're going to do it too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we're dressing up for it, so we thought, let's have the dog dress up. It'll look adorable. Well, I didn't mean to send it to the two of you, just you, Taylor. And you guys are like, oh, it looks cute. I'm like, well, I guess I'll play it off. Yeah, thanks, guys.
I just wanted to show you.
But then I noticed in the back, in the corner of the photo, is my boyfriend Neighbor Man's nakey arm.
Yeah, okay. So normally I am so nosy and I'll look at the surroundings. I noticed, Evie, your dog is on a heating pad.
Yeah, I sleep with one of those every night.
And then obviously she had a dress on, so that's what kind of took my attention. So I just went back and looked because you're saying that there's naked body. I'm like, well, prove it. Not that I need to see that. I will tell you, I'm glad I didn't notice this because it's his arm, like his bare arm. Gnarly farmer's tan,
dude.
That this
I
man
know.
Has. But then I'd also like to point out that I'm glad I didn't notice it because it's like his elbow up, and then you can kind of see his armpit, but it kind of looks like a butt. It's like a little.
Ew! It does.
It kind of is a little crackage. So I'm glad I didn't see that because I would have been like, ew.
She's sending me a butt crack.
Like, why did you do that?
You may know me as Destiny on Those Girls in the Afternoon, but this weekend, I'm Destiny at the Renaissance Fair.
Do you need a Renaissance Fair name?
Oh my God. Wait, do they have cool names?
I don't know. Keep talking and I'll think of something.
I would love that. Here's the thing. It's funny because Taylor was talking about how I went like from zero to Renaissance Fair in one day.
I don't know. nowhere.
And it's so true. I had never been to a Renaissance fair in my entire life. I've always, like, in the back of my head, thought it would be really cool to go one time. I went last weekend. There's a Renaissance fair happening in the Amanas. It was last weekend. It's also this weekend as well. I'm obsessed. I'm hooked. It is my life. I am the Renaissance. I love it. It's not just me, because I brought my boyfriend Abraham along, and we are both hooked.
Yeah, whose idea was it originally?
Mine. Okay. And he said he'd always wanted to go too.
Okay.
So he's like, I'm down. We are both so invested in this. We loved our time there that this entire week we have bought more of an outfit. This dude spent over $200 on his outfit for
Sunday. $200?
I'm not joking.
Like, what are we talking here? Like, actual armor? I'm serious.
No, he's got, like, these cool, like, I would say flowy pants. They're brown. And then he's
pantaloons?
And then he's got a green long sleeve shirt that he's going to roll up because it's going to be hot on Sunday. And then when we were at the Renaissance Fair last weekend, there's this guy who does all sorts of different things with leather. And he makes it look so sick. So we got, like, this, like, jacket to go with it. This guy's so talented. This booth that he works for, he's done movies. Like, yeah. His work is known in movies.
Yeah.
And he's at the Renaissance Fair. So he got a jacket from him. I got a skirt from him that I'm obsessed with. Then I got a corset when I was there. Then I've also gotten a top to go underneath that corset. I got jewelry that's supposed to come in today or tomorrow.
Wow.
I have a tiara.
Oh, my God.
What?
Wow. Are you, like, is it cosplaying? I don't know, because there's different.
It technically is it not?
I don't know, because Renaissance, I think of, like, knights. You said
there are knights there.
There's fairies. And pirates. Mm-hmm. What are you, just Renaissance people?
I would like to think I'm the queen, because I have a tiara.
Oh, okay, I found your name, by the way.
Queen?
No.
Oh.
Let's not get crazy. Destina Valentina. It's also your drag name.
Yes, it is. I love that. Call me Destina. What did you say? Destina?
Destina Valentina.
Oh my God, that sounds so bougie.
Not quite
I'm
a queen.
I'm a rich person in the Renaissance.
Well, that's enjoy it while you're there.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update. With those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Should we play a game?
Yeah, you're making me nervous. What's going to happen if I lose?
I don't know. There's flowers growing out, like in the chaotic flower bed that we have outside the window here at Z102.9. And you mentioned that, I think it was earlier this week, that neighbor man likes to make you eat flowers on your nature
yes,
walks.
Yes, he knows which ones taste like certain things. I don't know. Nature-y things.
Mm.
So if like, I go pick this leaf or pick this flower and then nibble on it, tell me what it tastes like. Is it mint? Does it taste flowery? Like, you know, he'll name all these things and I'm just like, it tastes like dirt.
Okay.
So I try to be a good sport about it.
If I go pick, I see like two different ones out there. Should we play, is it poison?
Well, that's the thing, Taylor, is he knows what is.
Does he? Or is he just putting on a
yes.
front?
Yes.
I don't know. Can you take them home to him and see?
I could probably send him a picture and he would know what is what.
I think it would be a fun game.
He went to school for a little bit of that kind of stuff. And then I know he also used to work
poison?
He went to school for poison.
I don't know.
He got a degree in poison.
Poisonology.
Poisonology.
I'm saying.
He actually has a doctorate in that.
Sick.
And then you wonder why we have all these bodies in the basement. Kidding.
Oh, it's not funny when you say that, because now it's too serious.
I'm so mad at my boyfriend, neighbor man, because he has messed up in the biggest way possible, and I just don't know if we could move past this.
Okay. I'm ready for the drama.
We went and saw Post Malone last week in Minneapolis. This was the first time my boyfriend, neighbor man, got to go. And he did great there because he said that Post Malone went from a 5 to an 8, which is all I asked for. I just wanted him to like Post Malone a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
That's not where he messed up. Where he messed up was, I'm not going to lie, kind of thought maybe I was going to get proposed to there. And I hoped for it.
For the love of God.
What?
Okay. No.
It was our first trip ever as a couple. We've never gone out of the state of Iowa together.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, this is it. This is our moment. He's going to propose to me. And of course, he's going to do it at my happiest place on the face of the earth. Mm-hmm. That is at a Post Malone concert.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kept looking over at him, every song, thinking, is it this one? How about this one? And I swear to God, if you propose to me during a rock star, it's going to have to wait. Because that's my favorite song.
Okay, so you just proved your point that was the wrong place to do it. But go on.
I'm on my TikTok For You page last night, and I see that a man proposed to his girl at a concert. And it has to be one of the newest concerts.
A Post Malone concert?
Yes. On his tour. It has to be one of the most recent ones. Mm. And of course, guess what? Post Malone saw it. He saw it from the freaking stage.
Oh, he saw it, like, in the moment.
Yes!
Did he, like, address it to the crowd? Like, yes. Whoa, sorry. Yeah, she said yes!
Yeah, he did. Oh. It happened during Feeling Whitney, which is a great song by Posty. I just, when I was watching this video, I looked over to my boyfriend and I was like, you messed up. You messed up. You had your opportunity and you didn't take it. And I'm not waiting another year or whatever. So I guess we gotta go find another one.
I was gonna say, this sounds like maybe an excuse to go to another concert. Also, does it even need to be a real proposal? Because he ain't gonna stop and be like, tell me about your life story. How did you guys get here? How long have you been waiting for this proposal? Post Malone doesn't care. He's gonna say, yeah, she said yes, and then get back to drinking a beer.
No, nobody else really cares.
So you get tickets and
we go again. And then we go
honestly
again.
Honestly, take a different man and just tell him to fake a proposal. I don't know if you can send your cat to jail, but I'm about to send my cat Romeo straight to prison because he's hanging out in a very naughty spot. But he loves it. And that is inside the couch. Inside the couch. Okay? It's at least our older couch that is downstairs. I've had it for years, since I was in college, and there is a little space underneath that he can fit, and when he was smaller, he liked to just lay under the couch. Now he's a big boy, and he has ripped the fabric underneath and crawls up inside the couch. Now, I think if somebody were to be sitting on it, he would be fine, because there would be, like, planks in between. He wouldn't get squished. I still don't love that. It just feels dangerous to me. There's springs up in there. He doesn't need to be inside the couch. So I caught him doing this about a week ago, tried to get him out, and he was just hissing at me. He was so mad that I found this spot. I duct taped the bottom of the couch because I don't know how else to fix it. I could probably sew something on top of it, but I don't really care that much. So I duct taped it. And then this morning I couldn't find him, and I just had that feeling he's doing something naughty. So I look under the couch and I see a bulging butt just hanging down. He's inside the couch. I'm like, I don't know what else to do. So he's clearly ripped another hole or gotten rid of the tape and is back to hanging out inside the couch. I don't know what to do, because I bet he's hanging out there right now. He's probably been doing it all day.
I think what you need to do is get like a kitty couch.
A kitty couch?
Well, don't they sell these at, like, I don't know, Home Goods and stuff like that? They try to make human-sized objects for cats and dogs.
Well, they definitely have it for, like, toddlers.
Okay, then get a toddler couch.
For him to sit on?
Yeah.
What if he tries to get inside of it? Well, he wants to be inside the couch.
That's fine. Poke a hole in there. Destroy that one. Don't destroy the good one. Or my second option, since clearly you didn't like that one.
I don't know.
You see a free couch on the side of the on the curb, you just take that. It's crap anyways. And he's going to crap it up.
Okay. If anybody's having a garage sale, let me know.
My boyfriend Abraham wants to help me find friends. And it's in the strangest place.
Okay.
He wants to do a Reddit listing.
Oh, God.
Ooh. The whole reason he wants to do this is because I was telling him the other night that I was like, God, it would be really nice to have, like a friend or two that, like, I could call him up and be like, hey, you want to go grab a cup of coffee and just gossip? Mm-hmm. Or do you just want to run your Saturday errands while I run my Saturday errands, and we go to, like, Home Goods and Aldi, and, like, we just do our Saturday mm-hmm. things together, and, like, we just talk about life. I just want, like, a friend to hang out with, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's tired of hearing about it, and he wants things done.
He's like, I'm going to take action.
He's like, well, why don't I make a Reddit listing? I go, okay, that sounds suspicious, but
okay.
Sure. He's like, I would do something kind of like, my girlfriend needs a friend, and you need to be able to hold conversations, and you got to want to gossip and, you know, do fun things because she's fun and have no life. That's what he said. You have to have no life because I have no life.
Okay. So I don't know if Reddit is the platform.
You better not be saying like eBay or something. Not eBay. What's the Craigslist?
No, it's funny you actually mentioned
this.
Don't
say Craigslist.
No, not Craigslist. I don't know anything about it. I've never been on Craigslist in my life. Reddit is a little scary. I think sometimes people can be a little nasty on there. And also, I don't know that you should do this anonymous. Like, I don't know if you should do this for you, because then people don't know what the... If I saw a guy being like, my girlfriend needs a friend, I'd be like, who... Okay, why are you doing this?
Yeah.
I just saw a girl on TikTok, I think this week even, who was like, hi, I'm whatever my name is, and I just moved to Des Moines, and I need girlfriends. Here are some things that I like to do. And then she'd be like
that.
Cute clips of her doing, like, Pilates or getting coffee, or you could be walking through Home Goods or whatever, because then people feel like they, like, can get to know you. And I think... how many TikToks do you see where you're like, oh, I could totally vibe with that person, or I would not be able to stand 10 minutes with that person?
Dude, I've been out in public and just like, have you ever just had like a girl come over to you and be like, oh my God, I love your shirt, or I like that, or
yeah,
you know, whatever. And I'm like, instantly, can we be friends?
Right.
It's like, it's not like a playground like it used to be where you could be like, will you be my friend? Circle yes or no.
Yeah. People think that's weird. So maybe you do it on TikTok.
I wouldn't be against that at all in any sort of way.
I guess he can post it for you, but...
No, I'd post it myself.
X-Nay on the Reddit thing. It's scary.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
By the way, it's a total Taylor takeover on Z102.9, celebrating Taylor Swift buying back all of her music. So if there's a certain Taylor Swift song you want to hear this hour, text us, 319-200-1029. Now on to more Taylor programming. Trending with Taylor.
You have more?
No.
Oh.
I'm just saying it's Trending with Taylor. My name is also Taylor. Everybody forgets about me.
Yeah, I kind of forgot that was your name for just one second.
I know. Back to me. I want to talk about... the way that people are meeting romantic partners. Okay. I have heard for years now how stupid and annoying people think the dating apps are, that they just don't work, that they're too much swiping. It's like so vain and surface level. So I feel like it was in the last year or so that I maybe even talked about it on this show here, that people were going to running clubs, like doing marathons and stuff to meet each other. That's still kind of a thing.
Do a sleeping thon.
I like that.
Where I can just sleep study. Yeah, yes.
Sleep study. The new thing taking over dating apps, I guess, is book clubs. People are joining book clubs to find their lovers.
I've always wanted to join a book club. Not to find a lover, but just to join a book club.
Well, I'll tell you this. It's not just for lovers. There was a survey done saying that nearly 1 in 4 book club members have a meet cute, aka they like have a little romantic spark. But you know, some people join a book club because they want to do the book thing, they want to read, and they want to talk intellectually with others.
Gossip.
But a lot of people join just for social interaction. And here's what I think is really interesting: more than half of book club members say they like to keep their book club membership a secret from other people in their lives. So it's just kind of like a fun thing that they just go meet up, they chit chat about the books, maybe meet a new hottie, and then they get back to their normal life.
This is why no one should allow me to be a part of a book club, because guess what? I know there's gossip.
Well, yeah.
And I'd be telling everyone. I'd be telling everyone on the radio, which then, like, how many more people are going to hear that? Because how many people listen to Z1 to 2.9? I'd be telling everyone in the office, like, okay, there's this girl named Jill in my book club, and you aren't going to believe why she got fired.
Well, yeah, you just blew any chance.
I know
that
so.
You ever had a book club.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
I have been having this weird thing happen to me at night when I'm like sleeping, and I just want to know, is this the first step that I might be like going crazy or something? I think
it's
it is.
Not the first step, I'll tell you that. We've been knowing here on Z102.9.
I keep dreaming songs. Like music you hear on the radio, right? I keep dreaming songs, and then I'll wake up immediately after, and then that song is stuck in my head. Last night's song was Crazy Frog. You know the song.
Oh, I know the song. Everybody knows the song.
So it was in my dream. I don't remember much about the dream, but I do remember it being in the dream. And then I woke up, and then I had Crazy Frog in my head.
Okay, did you wake up sweating?
No.
Oh.
Why should I have?
Well, I feel like I would be anxious if I woke up thinking about this song, personally. So you're wondering what this means?
I just want to know, why do I keep dreaming about songs, and then immediately I wake up and I've got that song stuck in my head? It's
gotta
been
be,
all sorts of songs.
It's a subconscious thing.
And I didn't. Okay, people are going to be like, oh, you heard Crazy Frog yesterday. No, I didn't, because I would remember that one.
No, I think it means something. It's a sign. And this,
that frogs are taking over the world?
No, this is a cry for help.
With what?
I don't know. You clearly got something going on up top. Pure chaos. Have you heard Crazy Frog? It like makes me anxious hearing it.
No, you're not wrong.
It's a sensory overload. All I can think about is the ring, ding, 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 ring, ding, ding, ding. You know?
Yeah.
I think you might be overwhelmed with your notifications.
You're right. Phone. This song is so overwhelmed. It almost reminds me of, what does a fox say?
Exactly.
I don't know what the fox says, but it's like,
I'm saying it's ding, 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 ding. Your emails, your texts, your TikTok notifications. It's crazy up there in your brain.
Oh, my God.
You're overwhelmed. Or I have an option number two. Crazy Frog, he's naked. You're just about to lose it. You're about to start running around naked.
The Crazy Frog's naked in
he's
the music
a frog.
Video?
Yeah.
Well, I kind of like option two. I've always wanted to come to work naked.
I didn't say work.
Oh, well, I'm still down to come to work naked.
You might get arrested. That's option number
you
three.
You think they're going to arrest me to come to work naked?
I will, personally.
It's probably, you know, you're not supposed to agree on fashion with your significant other, but it's driving me nuts that me and neighbor man, my boyfriend, don't agree on fashion. But it's my fashion. So,
oh, I immediately will be defensive about this.
Well, hold on. It's not like he's like, oh, you look fat in that dress. He would never, okay? But what happened is, yesterday I wore this really cute skirt. I had a blue top to go with it and like a white little cardigan, okay? But for the life of me, I couldn't figure out what pair of shoes I wanted to wear with it. I was like, do I wear these pink heels? Do I wear nude? The skirt also had like a burgundy type color to it as well. So I was like, oh, I could wear these burgundy heels. I'm giving him options. I was aiming for the pink heels in my head. I'm like, I think these look the cutest. I go up to him and I had the left foot had the pink heel on it. The right foot had the burgundy heel on it for the first time. I go, I think I got a clear winner here, but you tell me which one you like first.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, burgundy. I'm like, what? Okay, let's try this again. So I go back to the closet and I try on the nude pair of heels with the pink ones. I go, well, what do you think now? He goes, nude. I'm like, okay. So then I ditch the pink heel because I'm like, maybe the pink heel is the problem. So then I do the nude and then I do like a pink flip flop. And I'm like, let's see what happens here. When I did those two, I was leaning more towards the nude, not the pink flip flop. He goes, pink flip flop. What? We do not agree on fashion. And this isn't the first time that I've like went to him and I'm like, hey, what do you think? And he's like, no, I don't like that.
Oh.
It'd be one thing if it was just like your man not agreeing on your fashion. It's another thing. For me, because I feel like he's better at everything than me. I mean, he's like artsy and he's just like more athletic than me. He can name every freaking song on the radio within like 2 seconds faster than me. And I work in radio. I mean, this man is better at everything than me. So I'm like, maybe he's better at fashion than me too. So I'm like, should I go with what he's saying or should I just go with my gut, and I should have just went with a pink heel.
Well, stop asking something that you already have an answer to, but this could be a fun game that if you disagree, I've never tried this, but put it into ChatGPT.
Oh.
Take a picture and be like, which shoe matches better, and then whoever wins gets bragging rights. But you have to be okay with being wrong.
No, and I'm cool with being wrong. I just am more concerned that ChatGPT has become a problem in our relationship because he's jealous of my second girlfriend, ChatGPT. So if I start asking her for opinions, he's like, well, then why don't you just go to your girlfriend, ChatGPT? You know, like, he's going to start getting sassy about it, you know?
I think then you better be fine with being unfashionable, I suppose.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
Still am, even though we got a complaint for Let's Get Quizzical. And we take complaints very seriously around here.
Uh-huh. The department's huge for complaints.
It's just us two.
Yeah, it is.
But we take them seriously. Last night, we did a trivia question about the Hawkeye Marching Band.
Yeah, because you were doing a little test run on being the new like announcer mm-hmm. for the Hawkeye Marching Band. And you were inspired and wanted to do a little trivia question about it, also to boost your points if you decided to audition.
Yeah, and I thought, you know what, this would be cool. I've never, ever done a Hawkeye Marching Band trivia question. Why not shout them out?
Yeah.
Well, someone didn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
We got a text message from 5621 saying, not trying to be rude, but it's pretty lame question tonight.
My favorite insults are the ones that start with not trying to be rude because you know what's going to follow is probably rude.
So you're not slick there. You're not slick there. So, you know what? It inspired tonight's trivia question.
Okay.
Because again, we're taking things very seriously yeah. right here. You thought last night's trivia question was, well, a poopy question. I'm going to give you just that.
Oh, yeah?
Stick it to the man.
Okay. I like that.
Tonight's trivia question. The hardest thing to flush down the toilet, according to plumbers, is what?
Doesn't get crappier than that. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
The hardest thing to flush down a toilet, according to plumbers, is what?
If you're a plumber, please include that in your guess as well.
Oh my God, can you imagine if we had a plumber text us?
I'd love that.
Shout out plumbers.
Please include that information if you are willing. You can text in your guess to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
Text line is popping off for tonight's trivia question, and the theme is really, well, about toilets.
It's crappy.
It's a crappy trivia question. Because we got a complaint last night that our trivia question we did last night, which was about Hawkeye Marching Band, was a pretty lame trivia question
yeah.
on the text line. So I thought, well, you know what? What could be more crappier than that, I guess? I want a trivia question about toilets.
Actual toilets.
Question is, hardest thing to flush down the toilet, according to a plumber, is what?
You can still text in your guess, and I would still love to hear from an actual plumber at 319-200-1029.
Where's our plumbers at?
I'm saying, let us know. What's the weirdest thing you pulled out of a toilet? I would love to chat.
Oh, my God. Plumbers, call us. That's not like a HIPAA plumber violation, is it?
Well, you don't have to tell me whose toilet it was.
It was Taylor's toilet.
I'd rather not know. Anywhoozy, the guesses so far, 7396 said a diaper. Probably does not
Who's
belong.
Who's putting a diaper down the toilet?
I don't know. Maybe in like maybe a real kid. Pinch.
Oh, I thought maybe the toddler. Just
or
like,
a kid, yeah.
Toddler whipped it off them and put it in.
You know what? Potty training is a weird term, I hear. Maybe they think they're being helpful. You know? Mommy, I did it.
Okay, so the whole reason we're doing this trivia question was because this person, 5621, texted in and they said, not trying to be rude, but it's a pretty lame question. Tonight. That was last night.
Yeah.
Guess who hopped in our text line?
Welcome back.
Hello there, 5621.
Glad it wasn't lame enough to scare you away. You're back.
They're on the text line tonight. They said, much better question tonight. We're here to please.
I love that the bar is so low at toilets.
I'm happy about it. Those girls in Incorporated are here to please.
Don't dream too big.
They said, much better question tonight. Answer is a big turd.
I hope that felt good getting that off your chest.
For me, it did feel good. Are you talking about them?
Oh, for both of you. Oh, okay. That was the reconciling that we all needed.
Thank you.
There we go. 1355 is my kind of person. I don't know who you are or where you are, but I want to be friends. They said human remains, LOL. You watch too much Dateline.
No, I'm like, should we report them?
No. Well, I just thought maybe they were like a true crime junkie like myself.
Was the LOL like, LOL, like I didn't do that, but like.
Okay, now you're making me feel bad.
Like, I'm kind of thinking like they might have actually done it.
Don't make any confessions on our text line. Don't do that.
What if we solve murders tonight?
While
also doing a crappy trivia question. Would 5621 finally love us?
Maybe. While also finding our new plumber. Because we're still waiting for you to reach out.
Yeah, we still would love a plumber to pop in on the text line or call us at 319-200-1029.
I have a lot of side questions for you, by the way, outside of trivia.
Me or
the plumber.
Human remains.
I don't care about what you're doing. And I don't care about the human remains. I want to hear about what it's like to be a plumber.
The hardest thing to flush down the toilet, according to plumbers, is what?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up after the weekend.
God, I really hope we get a plumber on our phone lines.
I mean, you're out there, you're listening, you're like, God, these two ding-dongs. They don't know anything about plumbing.
And you can tell us all about it. We're two ding-dongs that would love to learn. This is your time to shine,
I want to know about your life.
Yes.
And the weird things you've encountered.
Was it human remains?
I hope not. I really hope not.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
The whole reason we were doing a crappy trivia question was because I noticed that 5621 texted us last night, Last night we did a trivia question about the Hawkeye marching band. They said, not trying to be rude, but it's a pretty lame question tonight. And I was like, you know what? What could be more crappier than a trivia question about toilets? So that's what we did for tonight's trivia question, which I'm going to reveal the answer coming up in a few seconds. I just want to say it's a good day that not only did they approve 5621, because they're listening, of tonight's trivia question. Mm-hmm. They said, still love you guys. You know what? It was a good day of work. We have made the customer happy.
It all came full circle. Started with, you guys are being lame. Sometimes you need a friend to say,
you guys are being dumb.
Stop it. Grow up. Do better. And they did that. And you know what? We're still a happy family. Shout out to you, 5621.
All right. It's time to give them the answer to tonight's trivia question. The hardest thing to flush down the toilet, according to plumbers, I have to be really dramatic here. What? Because I still got the toilet going.
That's really long flusher.
It is what?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is,
plumbers say the hardest thing to flush down the toilet is ping pong balls. I bet you they just be bouncing around. That's probably what I.
Who's doing this?
I don't know. You know, after a good game of beer pong.
Oh.
I don't know. You probably just get fed up and you put them down in the toilet.
Do they? I feel they float. Ping pong balls float. So, you know, there's the suction of when you flush all of the...
Here she goes being smart.
I'm trying. All the water, like, swirls. Whoosh, hit the toilet. Hit the toilet!
There we go.
Okay, so the ping pong ball gets sucked down, but it's trying to float, right? And then what happens when the flushing stops? Is it going to shoot back up?
What I
through the toilet?
I just imagine it's because they're so lightweight.
Yeah.
And there's a little, I'm assuming air going on as that water is going down.
Yeah.
That the ping pong ball is probably just, you know.
Pinging and ponging.
They'd be pinging and ponging, you know? That's exactly what I was
So the lesson is.
From two ding dongs who know nothing and couldn't get a plumber to call into the show.
I'm saying.
That's
stop.
All we wanted.
Stop playing beer pong in the bathroom.
What, plumbers?
Well, everybody who's flushing these things, I still want to know.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.